Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this election day, Tuesday, November 6th of 2018. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. Preacher Man has not, I'm sure he listens all the time, but it's been a little while since he's called in. Hopefully he'll call in soon and we can have him talk to us or at least congratulate me or something. Because it's really nice, you know, anytime we can get Preacher Man on the air with us, it's really awesome. I was going to say in the house, but I'm not a pastor. I just do a radio show. And so, on the air. And with it being election day, my prayer is that every one of you that could went out there and exercised your right to vote in this country. You know, for you ladies, next election, 2020, will be the 100th year in which you women had the right to vote. Yes, I'm a man, but I thought I would just point that out for you ladies. And regardless of who we are, we should all be thankful that in this country, we have the right to vote. That we don't live in a dictatorship. My hope and prayer is that you went out there, you voted, and that you voted biblical. You did your homework. You voted on the proposals. You voted the whole ballot and didn't just leave stuff blank. And I went down there today to my precinct and I voted. You know, I didn't vote for, you know, both candidates for governor. Obviously just voted for one. And, you know, but I voted on everything. I voted. I let my voice be heard. And I voted on the proposals here in Michigan. I'm not saying that I voted for or against either one of them, but I did make my voice heard on them based on how I voted. And if you disconnect from the show, I would hope that maybe it would be because you were getting ready to go vote. Here in this state, in Michigan, the polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m., at 8 p.m. Eastern. But there are a couple of areas in the UP where time is an hour behind, so in those places, those polls will stay open until 8 o'clock their time. 9 p.m. here in Michigan is when every single polling station will be closed. And from what I understand, if you're in line at 8 o'clock, you will still have a chance to vote. So don't let a long line be a reason why you don't vote. In my voting, I've never had to wait in a really long line. But I've still voted. Since 2010, I've always voted in primaries and in governorship and presidential elections. So you can use me as a, I'm a good example for you to follow. And I vote according to the Bible. That's what I encourage you to do. So, make it count. Most of them, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say about the election. Because part of it is that I took of our 1 hour show, I was on the road and that, so and got back late. So when we had an hour, so the 1 hour show, close to half of it was spent on election, even though most of it was scriptural. So all I just did on the election is all you're going to get. By the time I get off, because part of it is that by the time I get off this program, even at 8 o'clock, we won't know the results of the races yet. So you'll be able to go to other sources to get those. I'll be doing that later on tonight when I get home myself to see, you know, who won the governor's race in Michigan. What about the Senate seat? What about that? What about the Michigan House of Representatives? And how'd the proposals go? You'll have to find out tonight. And I don't have time to sit here and be Mr. News Anchor on this program because I got other stuff to get to. So, with that, I want to talk to you. Well, you know, we try to have fun and do things a little bit different from what a lot of other people do. So I do these monologues where I talk about stuff going on or stuff about me. I wanted to tell you three of my favorite fast food menu items that are not from any of the They're not from McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, Wendy's, or Taco Bell. So what are my other three most favorite fast food menu items? And for that, it doesn't just have to be a place with a drive-thru. It can be like a QSR, quick service restaurant that's like in a mall, like maybe a Chinese place or a lot of Coney place. Some Coney places could qualify, but others not. Part of it depends on delivery. None of these three are in order. The chances are one of these three could be a meal, or they could just be things on their own. Well, and there could be other, there would be other things, but I'm not saying they're my top three, but they're three of them. One of them is a Flint Coney from Palace Coney Island on Miller Road at Linden in Flint, inside the Genesee Valley Center, upstairs in the food court. And what the Flint Coney is it's a hot dog with the Coney, you know, the chili and that, that's common. But it has a meat sauce. There's a meat sauce on it. They do use Kogel's, and it's a very, very, very good Coney. My mom's not a huge Coney Island person, and when we do go to Coney Island, a lot of times it's at breakfast. The other Coney mainly that I've had hot dogs at is Coney Island that I've had hot dogs at mainly is one in another mall in the Detroit area, but I gotta say I like the Flint one better. The hot dogs better. It's good stuff. Food Court, Genesee Valley Center. Locally owned business. They've been a part of that Genesee Valley Center ever since the mall opened. As recently as 8 years ago, there had been like 7 different tenants that had been there since the mall started in 1970. Now it's more like 6 because Sears closed. But Palace Coney is still upstairs and going strong, I understand. And some of their staff's gotten to know me as I've been up there several different times. Great food. Another one. As a side note, to make this list, I have to have had these items at least once. At least twice. Preferably 3 times or more. So, Cookout, as great as it was, for me, for example, cannot make the list because I've only eaten there 1 time. And also as a side note, shakes and things of that nature can count, but there is a particular item from a particular fast food chain with several thousands of locations. It is a very good ice cream item, but for all sensitive purposes, I have decided to leave it out, even though I do really enjoy it. I think you know what it is. It's the blizzard from DQ. Because everybody knows about it, so I'm leaving it out. See what I'm doing? Like I'm eliminating McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, you know? So that's why I had to take the blizzard out. That makes sense then, doesn't it? So number 2. Like I said, 3, 2, 1. That doesn't mean they're more favorite. That I like one more than the other. It's just how we're doing it. Next up, garlic burger from Steak and Shake. Oh, Lord have mercy! You can hold it around the shoulder. Their name and shoes. Oh man, that garlic burger is delish. What it is a burger, a nice soft hot bun, and a garlic seasoning on top. Available with an order of fries for just $3.99 every day at Steak and Shake. I had that garlic burger yesterday, and oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Very delicious. And donut. I mean, Jenny also known by me as Donut loves that garlic burger. So do I. They have amazing shakes as well. And their fries are pretty good, too. All right. Third item. Sonic or Chick-fil-A. Let me see here. Man. Sonic or Chick-fil-A. Let me see here. I'm going to talk about both of these. One of them is going to have to be the honorable mention, though. So, Sonic. Go-to item at Sonic, All-American Burger with tater tots and an icy cold vanilla Coke with no ice. Delicious stuff right there. Honorable mention item there, corn dog. As it's delectable, it's one of the only fast food places that you can get a corn dog at all year. Let's face it, everybody likes a good corn dog, right? You do, Cassidy, don't you like a good corn dog?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. They really are good, especially when you can get them for not too expensive. So, side note, like Steak and Shake, they have many delicious shake options. I've still been thinking about a lot of these because there's a lot of other good ones like Long John Silver's and that, but for whatever reason, they didn't make the cut. KFC didn't make the cut either, and I'm curious as to why myself. It's just how I did it. Honorable mention, Chick-fil-A. Go-to item? Well, to that I say you can never go wrong with an American classic from Chick-fil-A. Never, never, never. The, go with the classic chicken sandwich there with Chick-fil-A sauce. It has breaded chicken fillet on a hot bun, a hot soft bun with pickles. You get with Chick-fil-A sauce. Order it with the side of the delicious waffle fries and an icy cold Cherry Coke. I go with Cherry Coke there, but go with the Coke. Don't go with the Dr. Pepper. Go with the Coke. I did. You can go with Dr. Pepper if you want, by the way, please come in, but I choose to go with the Coke. Yes, I do. And I love Chick-fil-A. Great Christian company with very good food. As you heard me say a minute ago, there's a lot of other great fast food items I could talk about from a lot of different chains that are not Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's, or McDonald's. But there's my list. And happy eating. Now, I want to encourage every one of you to please tell other people about this great program. I put this program together for you guys, and I care about your soul. I want you to make heaven. I really want you to make heaven. I really do. And I want you to see your friends make heaven. So I want you to tell people, please, about this program and how they can be a part of it. So we got some time tonight. So I'm going to tell you how you can tell them. By the way, every single episode that we do on The Preacher and Miracle Man is always brought to you in part by Coca-Cola with smooth, fizzy, sweet taste. As you can never go wrong with a delicious, ice-cold Coca-Cola. You're thinking ice cold, those of you who know me, you're just thinking, well, Miracle Man, why don't you put ice in your Coke? Still is really cold when it comes out of the fountain. And ice tends to water it down, and it takes up space in the glass. Therefore, I go for the Coke without ice. And yes, it still is very cold, by the way. So, I have the right to call it ice cold Coke. Because it really is nice and cold for me. And I enjoy it like that. You get to choose whether you have it with or without ice. Nonetheless, it is always brought to you by the delicious taste of Coca-Cola. Available at a McDonald's near you for the low price of $1, any size you want. Also, this brings me to a notice from McDonald's. The Christmas time pies, in this market at least, will be coming back out on Monday, November 12th. So, be ready for that. I'm really excited about it. Yes, I am. Very excited. Eggnog shakes will be coming out on about November 20th or 21st or so. And so, you can celebrate Christmas at McDonald's with the two items that I mentioned. That is your home for holiday themed treats on the go is your local McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Tax, of course, is extra. Now, about how to listen. I really do want you to tell other listeners how to listen. Here's what you can tell them. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. Once you get on the website, you will see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay. Once you type that in, you'll see a link there that says Live and Large. We want you to click on that. After that, you'll see a little bubble that says Preacher and Miracle Man. Click on that. After that, you'll see a follow button. We want you to click on that because then you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our show. So tomorrow night at 6:30, same time, same place, right here at McDonald's. I'll be with you. We'll be doing another broadcast week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Same thing. 6:30, McDonald's show. Boom, boom, boom. Generally, unless something comes up, like the day before Thanksgiving, we'll be having a church service. But just in general, that's how we do it. And the audio from previous episodes is all archived. You can go take a look back at everything we've done. We've done over 240 episodes now, and I've greatly enjoyed doing it. I really have. And I want to encourage you guys and let you know, it is always a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your other smart device. You know, we use them for all kinds of other things, make purchases, pay for bills, and, you know, do other stuff, play games, make phone calls, send texts, emails. Why not use it for something that'll change your life? Because I have the Word of God. A lot of these other programs he may have might not have it. So, by all means, come and be a part. We love having you. We have a telephone number and where you can be a part of our show that way. Whenever I'm on the show here between 6:30 and 8, Monday through Wednesday, phone lines are always open. You can call us at area code 215-383-10. Once again, that phone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts and then please press 1. When you hear the prompt that says to call into the live show, press 1. You want to press 1. And then you'll go to the call screener and my assistant will pick it up and she'll ask you, "Hi, what's your name?" And then you know where you're calling from, because well, I want to be able to identify where you're calling from when we get a caller, so that I don't just have to say, "Hello, you're calling into the Vlog Talk Radio." Be able to say, "Bob from Toledo, Ohio. You're listening. You're here on the Miracle Man Show." So I just want to say your city and state and name for me. And that'll be golden. And we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about tonight. As long as it's not politics. If you want to talk about politics, then I'm just going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over us. And to go vote if you haven't done that yet tonight. Please go do that. Take care of that. It's very important. So, that being kind of an important day for our country, I figured before we prayed and got into the word of the Lord for the evening, that sing a song. So I'm going to sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and I her, through the light with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and I her, and guide her with the light from the light up above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Amen. Lord, I thank you for America. I thank you. I pray right now over these elections today as people all across the nation are voting, getting their voices heard. I thank you that any one of these who hasn't voted yet, that they would get out there and vote. Thank you that you're revealing to them to those who haven't done it yet how to vote. You're showing them so they can vote for you. I thank you that America is in your hand. I thank you that you protect our great nation. Thank you for those who have served, have given their lives for this country, and who will serve. And Veterans Day is coming up on Sunday. And Lord, I thank you that these people, for these people who have given up their lives for this great nation, for the freedoms we enjoy. And I just thank you that your hand is on this country in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I thank you that you would be with us. Bless us as we open the word tonight for a little while. Thank you that you bless these listeners tonight, that you would be with them. Thank you that these listeners have a heart to receive what you have for them this evening, and that they're just ready to hear what your word says. Yes, they'll be listening to a man read the Bible, but through you. And I give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, I thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight, and that I would say what you would have me say. I thank you right now. I confess. I make my confession over the show every time I do a broadcast. I confess that this show prospers as we have wealth, finances coming in, new equipment coming in the name of Jesus, sponsors and partners who want to help me do this work of yours, and increases in audience listenership, big time increases. And above all, Lord, I pray for souls coming into this program from everywhere, many souls who need you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right. It's 7:03. So let's open up our Bible for a little bit and go to Luke chapter 10. Woo! Luke 10. And just want to encourage you again, as I always do. If you got your Bible with you, open it up. So, if you got a Bible study, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you are. So, if I sing, you go ahead and sing along. If I pray, you pray. When I'm reading the Bible, you open it up and study with me. Amen. And then later on, before we get into sports, I'm going to sing a Christmas carol to kind of lighten up the mood a bit from the election, as I know some of you are wondering, seeing, you know, kind of thinking, what's going to come out? Well, for at least a couple minutes, I'm going to sing a song. To kind of get you looking forward to the holidays. But first, we're going to read the Bible. And we're going to talk about Jesus. Okay? Okay. Luke chapter 10. We're going to begin in verse 1. And I've given you all the time in the world to get there. So if you're not there, we're sending you to membership class. Sometimes pastor likes to say that to be funny. That sounds like something he would say, doesn't it? Okay, no, folks, I'm not going to do that. I love you guys. Laughter is important. So someone's got to pick on you here and there. Can't just be always be serious. You got to learn to laugh. You really do. So, Luke 10, let's go. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest. Therefore, send out workers into his harvest field. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the way. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him." Just turn the page. "If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you. For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick. Who are there? And tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and you are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town was fixed to our feet as we wipe off against you.' Yet be sure of this: kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon than for judgment, than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? Nope. You will go down to the depths. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me reject him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except for the Father, and no one who knows who the Father is except for the Son, or those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Good Samaritan. Verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. Cars who go by, they see you with the flat tire, and they don't even stop. They just fly right by you on the other side of the road. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, poured on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins, and he gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses that you may have. You know, medical, whatever. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Or as we would say it, which one would go help the victim? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Verse 38 now. As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be done. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to get up and help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." All right. Let me just check time. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 now. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We'll begin in verse 1. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what we've seen was not just made out of what was visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to God must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Earnestly, that means you got to really want God. You got to really be in love with Jesus. Really mean it. "By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went. And even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Abraham was called to go to a place he would later receive his inheritance. And he obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. He made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, he was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and, figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. On the page. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He was of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet, none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of chapter 12 now. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Now, let's talk about this Samaritan, this parable. As I explained a little bit ago, it'd be like you're driving down 10 or 75 or any road around here. Hey, it'd be like if I was going down Saginaw Road right here near McDonald's, we're on the road, and someone, you know, there's a car wreck or something. Someone passes by on the other side of the road. Next person goes by, passes on the other side of the road. But then a Samaritan comes by, and he decides, I'm going to see what I can do to help. What I can do to help this person. Looks like they've been in a wreck. Looks like something happened here. You know, and they see that someone's struggling, and they say, "I'm going to help this. I'm going to help these people." That's how Jesus is. Jesus is a helper. He wants to help us as we go through stuff. But we need to be helping other people. Like if we see that they're struggling, you know, we should be helping. If we have it within us, because Jesus told us, you know, to be kind and be helpful. So, man, you know, this great Samaritan, he stops, sees that this guy is really victimized, beaten up terribly by these robbers. He puts the man on his donkey. First he bandages him up, puts him on his donkey, takes him to an inn, have every reason to believe it's like a medical inn type thing, like an infirmary or a hospital. And he took care of him. Then he told the innkeeper, "You take care of him. And then I'm going to reimburse you for whatever extra expenses you may have. Like for the cost of his medical care or whatever he needs." I only say it like that because that's what it would be like in modern terms. Like, I'll reimburse you for his health care. So whatever he has need of in this case. And so Those other two people, however, they just passed by. They were in a hurry. They were going through life. They just saw someone. They saw that man was just going through a hard time. Mind you, they weren't donkeys or just walking. They didn't even have cars. So the vision was probably clearer. But all they do is pass by on the other side of the road. This guy, he loved his neighbor as himself. And he chose to help that man who had been hurt and desperately needed help. What are you going to be? Are you going to be that person who says, I love people, I care about people, I care about their soul. What do I do to reach the lost? What do I do? Or are you going to be that person who says, I don't care. Are you that person that says, I don't care. Tonight I got this TV program to watch. Oh yeah, tonight's the election. I want to watch that. I want to see, you know, who won, you know, my state's governor race. I want to know how my proposals did and how that went. And then tomorrow I'll be tired after staying up late tonight watching that. And tomorrow morning I got to get up and go to work. And yeah.
Okay, this woman would like you to pray about her daughter who is having health issues with her nervous system.
All right. Dear Jesus, I thank you for this woman. I thank you. I pray right now over this woman for her daughter as she's dealing with this nervous system. I pray right now that this would be straightened out. You, God, know what's wrong. Know way more than I do. You know way more than what her mother knows. But thank you that this, all the stuff in her nervous system is all going to be worked out. And that you'd use doctors and the nurses and everyone dealing with this. Thank you. That you are the healer, Lord, and that you will just heal her body right now. And whatever is causing this is rebuked right now in your name, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Now back to what I was saying a minute ago. So the person who... So are you going to be the person who cares, or are you going to be the one that just says, like I was saying earlier, I got the election, I'll be tired in the morning from doing that. I got to get up and go to work, and then tomorrow night, my son has basketball practice, so I'm going to have to take some time, take him there, so I'm going to have to make dinner. I don't have time to read my Bible and pray. Yes, you do have time to pray. You have time to help people. Make time. You see someone who's struggling, be observant. Help them out. Someone needs prayer, pray. Don't just say, oh, well, someone else will pray. We had a prayer request coming a few minutes ago that I was just told about, and I prayed over it. Will you be that person who will pray for that person, who will help that person? Or will you be that person who just says, I'm too busy, I don't have time. I got other stuff that to me is more important.
We have a caller that would like to speak with you.
Okay. Hi there. Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Hi, I just wanted to say that your song, you know, about God Bless America was beautiful, and then the entire show and everything that you're saying is beautiful, and the prayer request, and Rivers, I just, you know, you're a holy man of faith. You constantly believe in God for increase and finances and equipment, and God hears you, and don't you ever stop believing, Rivers, because God hears you.
I'm not stopping for nothing.
What's that?
I said, I'm not stopping for nothing.
I know it.
Hey, Riv. This is your dad.
Hey, Dad.
I just wanted to say, too, that I think you've been doing amazing with the shows. And when I was listening to you tonight, I thought, wow, you've got like a perfect blend of humor and exhorting and challenging us and encouraging us, and just I know it's reaching a lot of people out there, and it's going to continue to reach multitudes, and people need to hear what you're saying, and I think it's amazing that you keep doing it, and you stay plugged in with God, and you're a great example to so many of us.
Hey, Mom. That's so great to hear. What?
I'm here, but what'd you say, Dad?
I was just saying that was what he was saying. I was saying that's so great to hear.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, I'm right here, son.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for that call. Appreciate it,
you're
and
welcome.
I love you.
We love you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. All right. So, with that, now we're going to pray. And then we're going to do I'm going to sing a Christmas carol, and then we've got some sports to talk about, and then we'll call it a night. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great word tonight that we studied in your word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you talk to all of us tonight. It wasn't just me, even though I was reading the Bible and teaching. I know, God, you were talking to me as I was talking, and you were revealing things to me. And then that prayer request, I thank you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that you heal that woman's daughter of this nervous system stuff, because you know what's wrong way more than what I do or even what her mother does. And I just pray that you're a healer. Thank you that when we see others that are struggling, that will help them. We won't just be those people that say, I'm too busy. I give you praise and honor and glory for this evening. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right. All right. All righty. It is, by the way, November. And, mind you, it's November the 6th. And, well, in a couple of days, we got some coming our way. And I'll let the Christmas carol I'm going to do talk about it. No, we're not going to get a lot of inches or nothing, but it'll be our first time of the season. So, with that, oh, the weather outside is frightful, but that fire is so delightful. The sense of no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, but I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodbye, oh, I hate going out in the snow. Oh, if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be wide. Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. And if you love the snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. And as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. All righty. Few days. It'll be coming. Be time to put those Christmas trees up. Santa Claus is getting ready to make his appearance known in malls across the country in the next week and a half.
Donut's listening, and she says she loves you. Oh,
thank you so much, Donut. You're awesome. All right. Now, reminder, the Christmas stuff is starting at McDonald's next week with the holiday pies, and then the week after that with the eggnog shakes. May not be available in all markets, so please contact your local McDonald's for more information. Now, for sports, there are new NFL power rankings out. The new number one, the Rams lost, so you figured it wouldn't be the Rams. No, it's not the Saints, even though they took down the Rams. It's the Patriots. And I think they deserve it after how well they've been doing ever since the Lions beat them. They've been doing a really good job. Really working hard ever since then. And they've been really just rolling, doing their thing as a team, playing with good team spirit. So, we've got that Moving on. Now, as for who's going to make the Super Bowl, there's a lot of possibilities right now. Many teams still have 8 games to play. Others only have 7. Week 10 starts on Thursday with Thursday Night Football, which we will be talking more about tomorrow in Football Central. And another football item. No, we have 2 other football stories, actually. One is the Titans took down the Cowboys last night, 33-18, as the Cowboys fall down to 3-5, which is the same record as the Lions have. I don't know what their problem is, if it's the quarterback Prescott or if Zeke's going down a bit or what it is, because I tell you, they're America's team, and I love it when the Cowboys are good. I really do. They're from a southern city and state, and they're not doing so well. The Texans are. The Saints are. The Falcons are. The Carolina Kitties are. By the way, why do I call them the Kitties? Panther is basically a kitten, isn't it? Isn't a panther a lot like a kitten? I think it is, Cassidy, isn't it? But so there's a lot of good football still going on in the South and the NFL. It's just not in Dallas. It's been in many other places. Lions have fired their special teams head coach. They've had the worst special teams so far this year. They've been giving up way too many points. They've had a lot of issues with special teams this year. It's been among the worst. After last year, it was pretty good. This year, it's been bad. So they had to get a new special teams coordinator. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but hopefully we'll get a good one as we try to fix our mess and see what's going wrong so that we can get this fixed and get on a winning roll, because we're going to have to if we want any shot of making the playoffs, because when I look at the Lions, that is one, basically the only thing that makes me look and go, I wish you didn't have 2 teams in the NFC South going for that wild card spot. I wish the Lions were right in the thick of it. But in an era where you have all 3 NFC North Division teams ahead of you, we've got to fix our special teams so that we can get back to being better, so that we can beat the Bears. We can beat the Pack. We can beat the Vikes at home. We can beat some of these other opponents. And hopefully we can have a much better second half of the season. We were on a roll. We were doing good. But then we had that loss to we had our loss last week, and then we had our loss this week. But that loss to Seattle, we didn't need that. And then this loss, we didn't need either one of those. And if only we would have beat the Whiners. And if we would have beat the little helicopters. Okay, the Jets, but, you know. So we have got to fix our special teams. We have to. And we've got to protect Stafford a lot more. We've got to. We don't have a choice. Don't have it. We want any kind of winning season. We'll have to get on it. We'll have to go 6-2 the second half of the season just to have a winning season. So we got our work cut out for us in Detroit. So what are we going to talk about on Football Central? Well, we got some high school to talk about, of course. Midland going to play Walled Lake Western. Clarkston going to play Lapeer. Other high school games we're going to talk about, but I won't pick. I'm just going to pick those two, but we're going to talk about some others. We have Michigan and Michigan State both playing. We have the Lions with another game, key game, and another NFL game to be decided for our pick six, which is part of Football Central tomorrow night, which will be going on live online tomorrow night. The Football Central part, because I got so much content, will be starting at 7:20. Tomorrow night. And as a reminder, Football Central is always brought to you by the wonderful Blizzards at Dairy Queen. Always brought to you by Dairy Queen and their wonderful, delicious Blizzards. And Red Wings news, they are on a 3-game winning streak. Their next game is tomorrow, I believe. Pistons have gotten off of that losing track as they have gotten a win over Dallas, I believe, yesterday. And so, with that, until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. Keep America in your prayers tonight. I'll be doing that as I watch and rewatch tonight and see what comes out. My prayer is that America went out and voted today, that the Christians went out and made their voices heard. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. So until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. So long, everybody.